And I've got Brianna in the studio. She's my fantastic producer. It's got so great to see you back for 2018. How are you doing, Brianna?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, really good. It's good to see your smiling face here while we discuss what were the big things of 2017 and what's going to be big in 2018. We're trying to cover everything. We're trying to think of like technology and fashion and food and entertainment. But you've got a few things like you're talking about in technology and some of the trends that we sort of may look forward to in 2018. What do you think was big last year and what's going to continue?
Last year, obviously on Instagram, the live Instagram.
Stories, yeah. Stories. And live video.
And live videos. That was huge.
Yeah.
And apparently people are wanting more of a personal feel to social media. So they're wanting to feel as though ads are personalized to them. So apparently Google are trying to personalize local businesses to your Google searches. So
okay. Because they're pretty good at targeting ads nowadays, Google. Like, you know, you do one search for one thing and all of a sudden all your ads come up.
They
like,
are.
Related to what you've been searching for.
It's pretty freaky.
But a lot of the time those ads that we get aren't that, you know, suitable, I reckon. Like, they're not as accurate. Like, you know, or you might just be doing research. Like, we do research for a show or something. And all of a sudden you get all these ads to do something about what you're searching for. It's like, oh, well, that's not me. That's just something I happen to look for. I think social media, as it evolves, and obviously it always is, the whole stories idea seems to be popular because you can put something up, it's there for 24 hours, it shows you doing something, and then it's gone. And people will get pretty concerned nowadays of having what they do online staying there forever. So do you reckon that's why it's popular? Do you reckon people like...
I think so. Yeah. And I think you don't have to put as much effort into something when you know it's only going to be there for 24 hours. So it can just be a funny video or mucking around and it doesn't really matter too much.
Mind you, I think there's a way you can like save those videos off. I don't
Instagram
know.
Instagram memories.
Oh, really?
It's a thing now, yeah.
Oh, so can you save other people's videos or only your own?
I think so far they're saving your own.
Okay.
They archive them, which is handy.
Yeah. If it's just only for you to see them.
Yeah, then that's fine. But I'm sure there's a way that you can save other people's.
The big thing of 2017, of course, which I'm still trying to get my head around, is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. I was actually trying to read about blockchain before and how it basically... the data for cryptocurrencies is stored on multiple nodes and then they're all continuous into one another. I still can't figure it out. And I used to be in IT, couldn't you believe it? I still can't work it out. But I feel like Bitcoin's one of the only fads that's going to go dive. It's going to get out of here. But I think maybe the technology around it is going to be used for other things. And they're talking about automating houses and making things using this sort of Bitcoin, what do they call blockchain technology? I still don't quite get it, but I was reading a whole article about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't understand it. The amount of times I've tried to learn what Bitcoin is all about and I still have no idea.
Yeah.
But apparently you can mine your own and make Bitcoins.
Yeah. So you become a node in the blockchain and then you can create a piece of the blockchain connection and that becomes your currency, like you're part of it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But it uses up heaps of computing power. So
in
actual fact, it's destroying the planet by creating Bitcoin.
Yeah. It'll either go one way or the other.
Yeah, maybe. The other thing I always looking forward to seeing is augmented reality. Remember when Pokemon became a big thing like 2 years ago?
Yes.
And
yeah.
You could look around you, you could find Pokemon and catch them and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
That was sort of augmented reality, but we haven't really evolved from that. There's not been anything since then.
No, it was almost a bit of a fad because it came and went. It hasn't. It's a bit of fun, I mean, to play video games, but I can't actually see it being a thing. It doesn't come close to a real life experience.
But they're talking about having applications on our phone that sort of use the environment around us to sort of show us other things. Like, it's almost like one day we'll all have virtual reality helmets on and things around us are sort of, created in the world.
I hope that's not what happens. That sounds so sad.
Well, I don't know, maybe. What else do you think is going to be big in 2018?
Well, obviously fashion.
Yes.
Obviously there's obviously always fashion. Trends, a new fashion season.
And I'm so on trend, like all the time.
You heard it here first at 2OCR, what the trends are going to be for 2018. Apparently Vogue is saying that cargo pants, yeah, and the new jeans.
Boom. Oh, I'm back in. But see, everything old is new again, right? Like, because cargo pants were big in like the 90s.
It's all cycling.
I think I've still got some at home. I'll just dig them
perfect
out.
Perfect. 2018 is going to be cheap for you. Woo-hoo. There you go.
But I always look at these fashion trend articles, and there's like ridiculous, over outlandish outfits and hats and weird things. People actually take notice and like look at those sites and go, oh yeah, I'm going to start wearing that. Is that what happens?
I think so. There is some pretty crazy trends that have happened in 2017.
Like what?
The whole sneaker revolution was crazy. Right. Everyone's wearing sneakers that look like runners that you'd exercise in, but they're dress shoes.
Oh, really?
Like Yeezys that people pay thousands of dollars for, and they don't want to get dirty, but they're supposed to be activewear. It's like luxe activewear.
Oh, activewear. That's a term that sort of popped up as well. Wearing your gym clothes basically anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's just an excuse to be comfortable and lazy.
Yeah, I like that. I've got no problem with that.
Yeah. And then apparently purple is going to be a big hit.
Purple?
Yeah, apparently so.
The color of 2018.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
I love it.
I think so.
Now, entertainment-wise, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this soon, regarding TV in 2018 and where it's going. But I feel like TV just exploded in 2017 as far as the quality of shows, but also the way we're watching it and just how it feels more popular than going to the movies now. To stay home and watch a series is you know, just as popular, if not more, than going to see a movie down at the cinema.
Yeah, I agree. And you have these huge movie stars that are now becoming TV stars that you never thought would be on the small screen.
Yeah, did you know that Nicole Kidman, who just won the Golden Globe for Big Little Lies, which was like a sort of a mini-series that came out last year, that was the first time she'd been on TV since Bangkok Hilton, which was like an Australian teledrama like probably 15 or more years ago. So it's all these big stars are now coming back to TV because they can see, I think there's money there and there's popularity and people are watching it and keen. So we're going to talk about this later in the hour, but there's a lot of TV shows coming out this year with huge names in it. Do you find yourself not going to the movies as much anymore?
I haven't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah.
But I do like going to the movies.
Yeah.
It's still a nice experience and you get the food, so I do enjoy it, but maybe it's saying something about our attention spans. Maybe we don't have long enough attention spans because my friends say that they still scroll on their phones sometimes when they're watching movies.
Really? I hate that. I hate people who go to the movies and look on their phones.
Yeah.
I make a point of it. I always turn my phone off when the movie starts.
Good.
Like, fair enough, before the movie, you can sit on there.
Yeah.
But as soon as it starts, I switch it off of like, well, you know, at least you can sit for 2 and a bit hours in a cinema and just watch a movie without thinking about the outside world. That's actually probably one of the main reasons I like going to the movies.
Yeah.
That and popcorn.
And choc tops. Don't forget choc tops.
One more thing I think that's going to really blow up, and it has made a huge inbounds last year, was cars. Not only electric cars, but self-driving cars. We've now got self-driving trucks out in the mines where they can just use them in remote control.
Yeah.
We've got the Teslas that have come out now, and a lot of new electric cars have got like a self-driving mode where you can basically just let go and push a button and I'll start driving for you.
It's freaky.
So it's only going to grow. And I think, well, I can see that by the end of this year, there's going to be more, I guess, available, like more cars coming out where you're allowed to do it. But the government's got to start thinking about, oh, do we allow this to happen? What's the insurance implications? You know, is the car manufacturer responsible if a car runs into someone? And there's still a lot of factors to consider, but I think that's the direction we're going. Like, cars are just going to change completely.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, though. I think it'll be slower than we think, but eventually, I think in a few years.
Yeah. You know, it would be safe, though. Like, if every car was like self-driving, they'd be fine because every car knows where each every other car is.
No they one could all talk to each other.
Yeah, no one would crash. No one, you know, I think it'd be so much safer.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a few more years down the track.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, Brianna, thanks so much.
That's okay.
Good to chat to you about anything. You got any more big things you can think of coming up for next year?
No, I wish I could tell you the next product to invest in.
All right.
Otherwise, I'd be doing it myself.
To invest in, exactly. Yeah. What the big businesses are going to go gangbusters.
Yeah.
We'll find out this time next year.